When focusing on your health, why not think like the Man of Steel? With some of the 10 ways to channel your superhero, Linda Malone of MSN Healthy Living joins us now. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mary Beth.
This is a great way to put this when you're kind of thinking about how to live a healthy life. And we're going to start with your eyeballs. And we all know superheroes have that super vision, right? They can see through things. So how can you equate this to the, the average Joe?
First thing is that men typically do not get regular eye exams. They just, especially if they don't wear glasses. So it's important to take care of vision problems ahead of time by getting regular checkups. And the other things you can do is to make sure if you're in an occupation, especially where there's some danger to your eyes, we'll always wear protective eyewear. If you get an injury, make sure you see an eye doctor immediately. Don't wait. And probably a couple things that pertain to men in general, or people in general, protect your eyes, is to wear UV protection, sunglasses, eating fish high in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon and tuna is also helpful. And if you smoke, quit, because cigarette smoking links to optic nerve damage and cataracts.
Yeah, quit for many reasons, right?
Right. That's
all right. Super speed, how can we get that? And why is that important?
Think of speed as something that you use when you're involved in sports. But as we age, we lose the ability to even make the green light as you're crossing the street. I mean, that involves speed. So what you want to do is keep active and keep doing things like short sprints versus long, slow runs. So if you're a runner who likes to go for endurance, work in some little short sprints throughout the week, like maybe 10 to 40-yard sprints really is all you need. Beyond that, you're working endurance, but it's important just for everyday life.
How do we develop mind control?
Well, it would be fun if we could actually have real mind control, right?
But there's some people I'd like to use it on.
In this case, it's more about, where did I put those keys and just being able to remember names and that sort of thing. And a big part of it is to try to be mindful. In other words, focusing on the present moment, which is known to contribute to better emotional and physical well-being, and to pay attention to things that are going on around you and kind of take a step back. And, we're always in such a rush that we forget things just because we're not focused on the present moment. And something like meditation may even help.
Now, we all know Superman can leap over tall buildings, but should we be able to leap?
I don't know about tall buildings, but maybe leaping over a puddle or something, that pertains more to something you may encounter.
Serves a purpose.
Right. Well, agility is defined as the ability to kind of switch directions, like as if, if you're running and all of a sudden there's a hole in the sidewalk, be able to jump aside. And this is something that, again, it diminishes with age. So one of the things you can do is to just work on your agility, where you do a simple exercise, you just walk in a straight line with your heel in front of your toe, like really tight, straight line. And it's hard to do. And if you try that with your eyes closed, it's even harder.
Would you throw balancing in with this too?
That's part of it as well, yeah.
How about our healing powers? Let's kind of close out with that, because it seems like a good way for everybody to go.
Clearly, it's not like we can heal ourselves spontaneously, like on some of the Star Trek episodes where, you see these wounds that heal themselves. But short of that, you can keep your immune system in great running order. And one of the most important things is to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours, which many of us do not get. Again, if you smoke, quit. And be sure to include nutrient-rich foods in your diet, such as the dark greens and leafy vegetables. Exercising every day, at least even 10-minute bouts of exercise a few times a day would help. And most of all, make time to do things that bring you joy, things you enjoy, hanging out with friends, socializing, and those sorts of things.
All right, very healing. Linda Malone of MSN Healthy Living, thank you so much for joining us and talking about some of the 10 ways. I know you have the full list on MSN, but some of the 10 ways to channel your superhero and bring you strength and health in your life.
Thank you.